Welcome back to My Real Estate Podcast with David Liberatore. I'm your host, and today we're diving into something that I know a lot of people are curious about, Siesta Key condos. David, thanks for being here. So, Siesta Key is obviously a huge draw for people looking to live on the water or near the beach in Sarasota. What makes the condo market there so special compared to other areas?
Hey, thanks for having me. Yeah, Siesta Key is really unique. You've got this perfect combination of being right on one of the best beaches in the country, but you're also still close to downtown Sarasota, restaurants, shopping, everything you need. The condo market there is really diverse too. You've got everything from older, more affordable buildings to ultra luxury high rises with amenities that are just incredible. It's not a one-size-fits-all market, which is what makes it so interesting.
Okay, so let me ask you this. When someone comes to you saying they want to buy a condo in Siesta Key, what's the first thing you're trying to figure out about them? Like, what questions are you asking?
The first thing is budget, obviously. But then it's really about lifestyle. Are they looking for a full-time residence or a vacation home? Do they want to be right on the beach? Or are they okay being a block or two away? And here's the thing. Building choice matters hugely. Some buildings have incredible amenities and HOA fees to match, while others are more affordable, but maybe don't have the same level of services. I want to understand what they're actually going to use and what they're willing to pay for.
Right. So the HOA fees can really swing things. I imagine there's a huge range there. And you know, I've been thinking about this. How does a Siesta Key condo compare, price-wise, to something like Longboat Key? Because I know we've talked about that market before, and it seems like there's a pretty big difference.
Good question. So Longboat Key is definitely positioned as more of an ultra-luxury market. The condos there command higher prices per square foot, and you're really paying for that exclusivity and privacy. Siesta Key is a bit more accessible. You get that beach lifestyle and the prestige of the location, but at a lower entry point for a lot of buyers. That said, if you're looking at the high-end buildings in Siesta Key, you can absolutely reach those luxury price points. It really depends on the specific building and what it offers.
That makes total sense. So when you're looking at a specific building in Siesta Key, what are the things that actually move the needle on value? Like, what separates a building that's going to hold value and appreciate from one that maybe doesn't?
Location within Siesta Key is huge. Beachfront versus one block back versus two blocks back, that's a massive difference. Then you've got building age and condition. Newer buildings with recent renovations obviously command more. But honestly, what really matters is the building's reputation and management. Are the reserves funded properly? Is the board well run? What's the turnover rate? These things don't show up in the listing, but they affect everything from resale value to your quality of life. And then there are the amenities, pools, fitness centers, concierge services. Those add real value, but only if they're actually well maintained.
Oh, wow. The management piece is so important, and I think a lot of buyers overlook that. They're just looking at the square footage and the view, but they're not really digging into whether the building is actually well run. So how do you even evaluate that? Like, what do you actually look at?
You pull the condo documents, the financial statements, the budget, the reserve study. You look at how many units are in foreclosure or in legal disputes. You talk to current residents if you can, and honestly, you drive by at different times of day. A well-managed building just feels different. The common areas are clean. The grounds are maintained. There's a sense of order. You can feel it. And I always recommend my clients get a pre-purchase inspection that includes talking to the property manager and maybe even a few residents.
That's really smart. So you're not just looking at the place. You're getting a feel for the community and the actual operations. You know, I think about how we've talked before about what really determines a Sarasota home's value. And it seems like a lot of those same principles apply to condos in Siesta Key, right? It's not just the property itself. It's the whole ecosystem around
exactly. it. Exactly. And that's why I always tell people, don't just look at one building. Understand the market. Know what's selling, what's sitting, what the trends are. Are people moving toward more amenity-rich buildings? Are they downsizing? Are they looking for investment properties? Once you understand the broader market, you can make a smarter decision about which specific building and unit makes sense for you.
That's such a good point. So for someone who's thinking about Siesta Key right now, what would you say is the biggest mistake you see people make when they're shopping for a condo there?
Falling in love with a unit without understanding the building. Someone sees this gorgeous view or the renovated kitchen, and they make an offer without really understanding what they're buying into. You could have the nicest unit in a poorly managed building, and that's going to cost you down the road. Also, people don't always factor in the total cost, the purchase price plus the HOA fees plus insurance. That all adds up, and it needs to fit in your budget.
Yeah, that's really smart. Well, David, this has been super helpful. I think anyone looking at Siesta Key condos now has a much better framework for thinking about it. Thanks so much for hanging out and breaking all this down.
Thanks for having me. It's a great market, and I think if people approach it with their eyes open and really do the homework, they can find something that's perfect for them.